You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Intercoastal Podcast. I am filling in today. My name is Rob Wells, the President and CEO here with the Beaufort Port Royal Convention and Visitor Bureau. And it is my honor to have across from me today, Mr. Houston Stewart with Beaufort SC Fishing. Here in the Lowcountry, we are excited to have a four-season fishery, as they call it. And we're bringing in my good friend Houston, who is going to talk a little bit about wintertime fishing, which I believe, Houston, might be your favorite time to fish. Is that right?
Yeah, it's my second favorite time of year. Besides fall. But yeah, I love winter. Like, I really love winter around here.
Well, you know, the beauty of that is that Beaufort, the area, has a tremendous fishery. And a little background about it. Houston, how did you get started in the fishing community here in Beaufort?
Really, it was making YouTube videos of me just going out there on a kayak and fishing. And people started looking it up and getting interested in it. So I kind of started all kinds of stuff off that. I started a kayak fishing guide service where I take people out on kayak fishing trips, pretty much because of the requests from the YouTube channel that I was getting.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's always interesting to see how people find out about you, about the area. I had someone reach out to me and say, hey, there's someone out here with Beaufort SC Fishing that's doing these cool YouTube videos of him just kayak fishing. And that's how we got involved and started having conversations and finding a little bit more about your service and thing to do. I know wintertime is second favorite time to fish, but when people ask you about fishing in the area, what is it about winter that gets you charged up for fishing and sharing that with someone?
So the number one thing that we do is shallow water redfish. So there's so many things that are going on, which is the water is really clear because the temperature has dropped down and it clears up, like the living creatures in the water kind of like die off a little bit. The water clears up. And then the redfish getting these really big schools in shallow water to basically not get eaten by dolphins because the dolphins will feed on them. Mm-hmm. And if you can find them, which the kayak is the perfect shallow water boat to go find them, then, you know, you can find, I mean, realistically, you can find hundreds of fish in like one school.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. We were talking earlier about, just great times to visit. And people come to Beaufort and Port Royal, if they're choosing to come in the winter, they may be looking to get out while the weather is absolutely perfect during this time period. Get on the water and try their hand at catching some fish. What are some tips tips that you would give somebody coming to the area that wants to explore fishing?
Yeah. So here in winter, and I guess this applies year round, is like if you're a beginner fishing here, it's about putting like bait on bottom. So like shrimp is the number one bait to use. And as long as you're fishing on the bottom, you know, everything's going to eat that shrimp. So, I mean, if there's not fish there, then you gotta move around and look for them. So that is like the basic way to catch a bunch of fish around here. Just use shrimp. Dead shrimp is the fresher, the better. And it's just, that's the best way to start out.
Okay. So we have shrimp. We can find shrimp at bait shops throughout the Lowcountry here in Beaufort, Port Royal area. You can, most of the grocery stores will carry some sort of frozen bait, shrimp and stuff. So when you say fishing on bottom, now I understand that to be fishing rod and reel, fishing line, with what weight are you tying on the bottom of that rig?
So there's two like basic rigs. One is actually called like a Carolina rig, where you're just putting an egg weight like on the line and then a leader under there, and then a hook on the leader, bait on the hook. Then there's a double drop rig where you put a pyramid weight on the bottom. And then you have two hooks, and these are like pre-made rigs you can buy, at the local tackle shops. And those are like really easy to set up.
Okay.
As far as the, ounces of weight, of like how heavy of a weight, you have to judge it based on the water depth and the current.
Okay, so if I'm going to fish a pier setup, whether it be the Hunting Island State Pier, Park Pier, or the Broad River Pier, or at the Boardwalk in Port Royal, suggestions on rig setup that I would need to carry out there.
Yeah, like the double drop rig with a pyramid weight is like a very good like beginner setup if you're fishing out there, because it'll catch everything. And the weight you would use in between like a 3 to like a 6 ounce pyramid weight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's you have your basics. Your somebody coming in the area wants to catch fish, wants to catch some saltwater fish coming into the area. Hunting Island State Park, you can surf fish from the beach. Any other locations that you can access without a boat or kayak?
So there's Hunting Island and Broad River. Mm-hmm. Broad River has a pier. Yeah. Those are the two main piers that I can think of.
Okay. Any other areas to surf fish maybe?
Not really that I know of. I mean, there's a few local places.
Right. What is a Sands Beach in Port Royal, yeah, a good, yeah, location to be? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do point people out when they ask those questions in the area. Where some place I can go set up and use the term wet a hook.
Yeah.
The Sands Beach. And come. Let's talk about a little bit more of a fun experience catching fish in the winter.
Then you have to hire a guide, pretty much.
You got to hire a guide to get out there and get it. Yeah. Especially if you're coming out of a boat. So let's talk about your guide service, the kayak guide service. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what you guys are offering, kind of the setup, you know, how we find you, but most importantly, what does a day look like on a trip with you? Can you walk me through that?
So my trips are, standard trips are 4 hours long. I have pedal, you know, the top of the line pedal kayaks that I provide, Hobie pedal kayaks. We will target redfish this time of year, and we'll go real shallow, and we'll be moving around all the time until we find the fish. My email address is probably the best way to contact me right now to set up a trip. It's BufordSCFishing@gmail.com.
Yeah. And so on that trip, do you provide the fishing rods and bait and tackle, all the things? Yes, I mean, I can just show up and roll?
I basically provide, you know, everything you need. You just got to show up.
Okay.
I can do that for two people at a time.
Okay. So you have two additional kayaks to hit the water.
Yes.
And get out there and do it. And the cool thing about it is that if you ever want to see one of a kind of an experience, a little look at the, through the looking glass at what Buford SC Fishing in Houston does, his YouTube channel has a plethora of great fishing excerpts. His kind of a authentic look at his fishing trips, whether he's going by himself or fishing with others. And we encourage people to look at those and go visit before coming to the area. We have several people who have reached out to us directly and asked, you know, specifically about getting on the water and how to do it. And, you know, you can find it at fishbuford.org or a list of guides, but you can also, as Houston has suggested, you know, visit his email or his YouTube page, or you can find him on Facebook, Instagram at Buford SC Fishing. Houston, is redfish all we have to target right now? What else we have?
So we do have trout, but they're a little bit difficult. It's almost the opposite. They seem to go deeper in the winter to stay warm, it seems. But I think redfish is the most exciting of all the winter fishing right now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree as well. I love to target redfish throughout the year. I think that's kind of a Buford staple, at least a low country staple is the redfish that we have here. So in your videos, we see you and your guest and your people you're taking out catching some big old redfish, targeting these bull redfish. Is that something that someone can experience in the winter, or is that more of a fall, spring, summer? What time of year can you target the bull red drops?
So the bull reds, which I guess everyone has a different definition, but I think anything over like probably 35 inches is a bull red. We mainly target those in the fall time, but on the flats right now, there's 30 inchers, and those are big fish still. So year round, you can catch, you know, 30 inch redfish.
That's awesome. You know, when we were discussing, you know, kind of having this invite to have people kind of learn a little bit more about fishing, you know, you share with us just how, you know, clear the water is and things you can see. You know, there's something about being on the water and even fishing, but just kayaking in general. You know, you've seen dolphins. You know, you see dolphins in the water. People love to see dolphins. If you see dolphins in the area when you're fishing, is that a time to move on, or is it just take your pictures and move on?
This time of year, it can be a bad sign. It tells you there's fish in the area usually, but those dolphins have probably been chasing them around all day, all week, scaring them off. So it's not the greatest thing to see.
So but what are you looking for? What are some signs that you're looking for? What are some things you're looking for in the water?
For redfish, I like to find a flat with creek mouths and a bunch of oyster bars where it gets real shallow around low tide. The tide is extremely important, so fishing the lower water in the winter is definitely the way to go. And then you just, if you're specifically looking for signs of there being fish around you, you're looking for like these wakes on the water, like you can tell there's something big swimming under the water. That's like a dead giveaway of redfish.
Yeah, and sometimes you can see birds, you know, flying nearby, bait, but really it's the wake, the push of the fish that you're looking for.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Like a huge mass usually because it's 100 fish.
So one of the cool things that we have in the Lowcountry about fishing year-round is that you can catch fish year-round, no matter where from, whether you're wading in the water or kayaking or on a boat or on a pier or on the surf. And you can use it a multitude of ways to target fish. What are the requirements for fishing for someone who's coming into the area? What do they need to have to come fishing in the area?
Well, I mean, the number one thing is you got to have your state fishing license, saltwater fishing license, mm-hmm. to fish around here.
Right. And you can pick those up at tackle shops. You can find them online. And we encourage everyone to go ahead and take care of that. Some guides in the area will take care of that as far as the charters go. But we encourage everybody to bring their license with them, so it makes it a simpler process. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. When people go out with me on the kayaks, because they're in like their own boat, technically they have to bring their own fishing license.
Fair enough.
If you go on a charter boat, they have the fishing license for the boat.
Very cool. So Houston, thank you so much for coming on. If you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in coming fishing here in the Lowcountry, I encourage you to first look up Houston's YouTube channel at Buford SC Fishing. And you can also contact him to set up your own guide service, guide trip on kayak at BufordSCFishing@gmail.com. Houston, thanks for coming and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. This has been an awesome opportunity to just talk and share a little bit about fishing here in the wintertime. I'm going to go ahead and share my five best spots to catch fish, or at least find fish in the Buford area. Spot number one, the Broad River Bridge Pier is one of the best places to target fish. You've got a plethora of different types of fish that are going to be in the area. You can fish using some of the same techniques that Houston was sharing with the bottom rig, the drop rigs with the sinker, and you can use shrimp to target different fish. You know, we've sea bass, some other fish that you'll catch out there, but people are catching fish and target the bridge. That's number one. Number two, and I mentioned it, was in Hunting Island State Park. Typically, the pier has been open and it's easy to access, but if you do gain access to surf fish, you can find fish in there. So Hunting Island State Park is number two on the list. Number three would be the Boardwalk in Port Royal, open to the public, Sands Beach. You can kind of have your own setup out there and kind of target. Again, those three locations are great for the types of setup that we mentioned here on this podcast. My fourth best is to charter a charter fishing guide service. These men and women that have been fishing the Lowcountry and this part of the Lowcountry for decades all bring a unique experience. But what they do is help cut the chaos of the chase. They know what's biting. They know how to target the fish and to make it a great experience for you and whomever else is going on the fishing excursion for there. And then, of course, number five, Daquan, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. If you had to go catch a fish, man, where are you going to catch a fish?
Definitely wouldn't be Battery Creek.
You're not gonna be a Battery Creek. I hear you. Yeah, I've spent some time on that water. It's kind of difficult. Although, if you're looking to catch a shark,
yes,
you can probably catch a shark in the Battery Creek waters. That's for sure. But you know, there's so much water.
Yeah.
In the low country, right? It's hard to kind of find the spot. But I will tell you that, you know, whether it be the piers or some of that, if you bring your own boat, I think you need to be on the Broad River.
Yep.
And you need to target the fish along the flats like Houston suggested. So if you're coming and you're just going to be on land, you know, the first three fit the bill. If you're willing to charter a guide service, number four on the list, charters. If it's number five, if you're bringing your own setup, kayak or boat, I think you put in at the Broad River and you target some of the flats there.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's a good idea.
Well, I know we have some cool events coming up. I'm going to turn it over to you, Daquan, and let you roll through some of the Lowcountry events that are coming in our area soon.
Thanks, Rob. Yes, with the third annual Oyster Festival behind us, if you're looking to plan a trip next year in 2024 for a great time to come, Oyster Festival is a fun time. It's only getting bigger and better each year. Ashley with Baja is doing a great job. This year was special, and we look forward to the fourth annual one next year. If you guys are interested in any more events, please keep an eye on our events page at b4sc.org/events. And you can follow us on social media at visit_b4sc on Instagram or at b4sc on Facebook. We will talk to you guys next time. Please like, subscribe, and leave a review.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, produced by Relic.